and give us a little bit of his time is Browns wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. Hey, how are you? Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Jerry.
Well, we appreciate you. The thing I go back and I think about last season, and I think about the great history of this franchise, and when you can have a tag that says most single season receptions at 90, man, that's something special when you put on a Browns uniform. Just your reflections on last year and what it was like for you to get that first year in Cleveland under your belt.
It felt amazing, you know, being able to get put in a position to really showcase my talent and show the NFL and the team that exactly who I am as a receiver, and you know, and just take advantage of every opportunity. You know, I'm very appreciative of Coach Stefanski and the coaching staff to really allow me to be who I am as a receiver and just continue to grow from there.
Jerry, I thought your years in Denver were disappointing because I don't think they used you the way that I was hoping that they would use you, because real good talent coming out of Alabama, obviously. Here in Cleveland, they were looking at you a different way. What did that do for you as a player?
Yeah, I mean, it gave me the extreme confidence to go out there and really perform to the best of my ability. Just being able to having my skill set used to my best ability as possible, which is running routes and get open. And I feel like Cleveland has put me in that right position to be able to do that. And, you know, I just took advantage of it.
How much of that is just change of scenery? Just being in a new place with new coaches and, you know, and Jameis is a pretty fun guy to have throw you the ball, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think a change of scenery was huge for me. You know, just to go to another team to show, like, what I actually do on a day-to-day basis in practice and how I run my routes and how I get open. And they understanding and actually utilizing my skill set, you know, so... You know, it was a big moment for me to transition over here and just, you know, being able to do what I do best, and that's run routes.
Jerry Jeudy joining us, Browns wide receiver. Let me throw some names at you. Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Jameis Winston. Man, I hope you get a quarterback for more than 2 years in a row. Russell Wilson's the only guy you've had two straight years, correct?
Yeah, Russell, the only guy I had two. Yeah.
How tough is that on a wide receiver, Jerry?
You know, it's very tough. You all, as a receiver, you know, you want to be able to have your quarterback that you know you're going to go into the season with, build relationship throughout the offseason with, and just have consistency at the quarterback position. You know, it's all big for receivers. So, you know, it's pretty challenging, but at the end of the day, man, you got to go out there and do your job and make it easier for whoever back there at quarterback.
Can you tell me a little bit about Tommy Rees and what you will expect out of him as an offensive coordinator, and is there any kind of little Alabama bond between the two of you guys? I know you weren't there at the same time, but that's got to make you feel a little comfortable.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit. You know, we wasn't there at the same time, but he's still a part of the coaching staff. So, you know, I still consider him one of the Bama brothers for sure. So, you know, I can't complain there. You know, Tommy been doing a great job and just putting up the schemes for the offense and just moving guys around and setting up certain plays, you know. So I'm very excited to see what Tommy do this year.
Can you talk about the difference with him being in that role this year and then overall with camp? Like, we were out there on Wednesday and you guys went live, and everyone looked at each other and was like, they just went live. And that's just something Kevin hadn't done before.
Yeah, you know, you just want to callous the guys up, you know, just being, you know, we're going to go live. We got a scrimmage this upcoming Friday, you know. So just building catalysts and just, you know, preparing ourselves for the real game.
Jerry, last year you had Amari Cooper here, and he wasn't here for a whole lot of time. But it put you in the position, okay, here's Amari, and here I come in here. This year you're the guy on this team, and everybody else is following your lead at wide receiver. With that in mind, how has Cedric Tillman looked coming back from his concussion situation? And how is Deontay Johnson looking, trying to bounce back after a year that was a very strange one for him?
Cedric, he's been doing great. You know, he's been coming in, working hard, doing what he's supposed to do, being coached well, you know, and doing what he's supposed to do on the field. You know, Deontay been doing the same thing as well. You know, them two of the guys that, you know, we could depend on this year, and they've been doing a tremendous job on and off the field, and just preparing themselves for practice and preparing themselves for the season.
Jerry, I if those two guys step up and just do what they've done in the past, I think you guys have a nice receiving group. But there are question marks with both of those guys. How do you help, as the guy who's leading that position group, how do you help eliminate those question marks for those guys?
Basically, you know, the only way they can eliminate the question mark for those guys to do what they've been doing in practice and just show it on Sundays. You know, a lot of people probably, you know, Deontay Johnson caught a lot of balls in his league. I think people forgot about that. You know, so Cedric Tillman had a good year last year before he got that concussion. So, you know, even though they didn't see, you know, Deontay had 100 something catches a few years ago. Cedric had a good year last year but got hurt. They're still the same guys, you know, ain't nothing changed, you know, they only getting better. So, you know, kudos to those guys, you know, and we're going to keep working and doing what we're supposed to do to be better on Sundays.
Yeah, Jerry, I haven't forgotten how good Deontay can be and what he's done. And as I, you know, we talked about just you changing scenery to come here. What do you think that change of scenery has done for Deontay? Because I would love to see him have another big year here in Cleveland, because I'd love to turn the page on what happened before.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he understand where he at with his whole process right now. You know, this is chance to really showcase what he's about. Just come here and do what he's supposed to do, work hard and show what everybody been missing out on the field. You know, that's the only thing he could do, and that's the only thing he could ask for.
Jerry Jeudy joining us, Browns wide receiver. I mentioned all the quarterbacks you've had before. You got four different ones this year, Jerry. How are you trying to build some chemistry with the rookies, with the two veterans? How's that going, and how's that feel for you?
You know, it's going good, man. The most thing I'm thankful for is having four great guys really out there coming to compete and work hard every day and get better each day, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, I only can control what I can control, and that's to run routes and just make the job easier for the quarterbacks, you know, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
How's Flacco's arm look? Probably not like a 40-year-old?
No, I definitely don't look like a 40-year-old, you know. Flacco coming out here every day competing, you know, getting better, you know. And, you know, he got that beautiful arm that he always had.
Hey, what's the difference between a rookie quarterback and a veteran quarterback? I was listening. Shador sounds like a veteran. You heard him right before he came on, before you came on with us. Like, what's the biggest thing rookies, whether it's quarterback or not, what do they need to learn?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just reps. You know, a rookie, they never been in the league. This is first year in the league, so, you know, he don't got a lot of repetition on his belt, you know. And a vet that had all the reps, he been in the league, what, 20, 40 years now, so he got all the – my bad, Joe, not to put you out there now, but, you know, you're still –
that's all right.
You're still my boy, but, he got the reps under his belt, you know, so he knows different – you know what to look for, too, when it comes to Sunday, different coverages, different schemes. He understands that, you know, the younger guys don't.
The offense feel.
Towards learning that.
I'm sorry, Jerry. Offense feel real different to you this year with Tommy Rees as coordinator, and maybe a little change in philosophy, or are there a lot of similarities?
It's a lot of similarities. It's not really too much change of play callings or plays. It's a lot of things we did last year. You know, Tommy just added his little tweets to it, but it's nothing different at all.
Jerry, how do you like living in Cleveland? I always wonder that.
I enjoy living in Cleveland, man. Just how big the fan base is and the love they got for the Cleveland Browns, man. That's the type of atmosphere I love. You know, just like I came from Alabama, that's kind of the same atmosphere that I had at Alabama. You know, they don't have no professional teams other than Alabama. You know, but in Cleveland, they love their Cleveland Browns football. So, you know, I enjoy that a lot.
Were you surprised at all? I mean, even just the difference between Denver and Cleveland. Just is this city what you thought it was going to be when you got here?
You know, I came here when I was in Denver. I came here and I just seen the atmosphere of the Cleveland Brown football. So I knew a little bit about it, but I don't really know too much until I stepped foot and actually been here for a little while, you know, and it's exactly what I expected.
All right, Jerry, go get another record. We'll take 91 receptions this year. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds great, you know, but I'll take a little bit more than that.
All right, we'll take more too.
Like
Jerry, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you. Thank you.